Blog Talk Radio.
It's magic. Bring on some magic today, spirit. We can use it. Welcome to Magical Metaphysics. I'm your host, Celtic Raina. And each week we are pleased to bring you this wonderful programming courtesy of Greater Good Ministries, GGM Radio, which is Metaphysical Ministries. Barbara Delosier is our producer, as well as Blog Talk Radio for the technical programming and worldwide exposure of our different various shows across the worldwide internet here. Magical Metaphysics is life celebrating and spiritually inspiring. We believe that you can have a magical life where all your wishes come true and that you already possess the magic wand. It's a matter of harnessing and focusing the power of your mind, your feelings, to manifest your desires. Self-empowerment, amplifying your energy, directing it properly, being grateful, soul transformation and manifestation, love, laughter, and truth. Think it, feel it, believe it, and be open. Hold your hands wide open to receive it because you are your own creatrix. You are the creator of your mystical, magical destiny. So Magical Metaphysics is about bringing you hope and enriching your life in some way. At least we hope. That's why we're here. So thank you so much for joining us today or tonight, wherever you are on the planet. We appreciate you Skyping in or calling in to our guest call-in number. It's 347-237-5339. Press 1 and you'll get in the queue and you can speak with me, Celtic Raina, or our special guest, which I'm going to announce. She is one of our reoccurring special guests and a fabulous new friend of mine and teacher. She's the mystical, magical, beautiful Akashic Record consultant, Lilith Owens from Texas, esoteric teacher, author of Visions of a Sacred Truth by L.B. Owens. Visions of a Sacred Truth is also found on Amazon.com. You can find that book. Just Google the name and I'm sure it'll come up for you. Visions of a Sacred Truth, an awesome book. I read it. You don't want to put it down once you start reading it. It's very captivating about her life and her spiritual journey. And Lilith began her spiritual journey 30 years ago. Her first spiritual quest was to find out why at such a young age did she have such vivid visions and dreams of being someone else. The conclusion was that starting at a young age, she was dreaming about dreaming about her own past lives and the connections that she had to others that she was bound to. So Lilith is also a past life regressionist, past life reader, healer, and also a third degree high priestess. She is a hereditary witch also through her grandmother's side of Italy, which practiced Strega. She's been practicing for 25 years and teaches a course on being a solitary practitioner and esoteric religions. As I mentioned, she is an esoteric specialist teacher. You can reach Lilith through her email, which is lowens39@yahoo.com. That's lowens39@yahoo.com. Her website is Lilith, that's L-I-L-L-I-S like Sam, O-W-E-N-S like Sam.com. And for those in the chat, those guests, welcome to Magical Metaphysics. We're happy you're here. I did post Lilith's her website, LilithOwens.com. You can also just type in her name, Lilith Owens, in Facebook and friend her and follow her on Facebook if you like. Well, let's get on with bringing on our dear friend and third degree high priestess, Akashic Consultant from Texas, my new friend, the lovely Lilith Owens. Lilith, let me find you here. Welcome, Lilith.
Thank you.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you.
How's the weather in Texas? Is it warm or cold today?
I think it's in the 70s, but it's kind of cool. But it goes
off and on.
We had hot here a few days ago, and then now it's getting kind of cold. So hopefully spring will be coming soon. So.
Yes, I think we're overdue. I mean, we're definitely been ready for a while. A lot of people around the planet, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you, Lilith, for making time to be our guest today here with Magical Metaphysics and GGM Radio. We're really grateful to have you. And I think, you know, there's a lot of questions. You know, there's always controversy about being a high priestess or being Wiccan or you know, Mother Nature and any witchcrafts. And I was hoping we could provide some really accurate insight for the listeners and the callers today so that they could be educated properly with someone like you who's been practicing for more than 25 years and is also a teacher. So I'm really excited today to have you answer some questions for us. Are you ready for my question?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Well, awesome. Okay, Lilith, so what can you tell us, what is Wicca?
Wicca is an earth-based religion. It is a modern form of paganism, but we still follow in the old ways, and the old ways is paganism. We still follow in that path. We've been worshiping for thousands of years. We can thank Gerald Gardner for introducing to the public in 1954 the religion of Wicca in England, and that pretty much stopped a lot of the persecution, the physical, but, you know, people still had to go through the process that this was a religion now. And Wicca is a diverse religion with no central authority or figure defining it at all. Wicca is made up of different lineages called traditions. We have a belief in two deities, the god and the goddess. We honor all aspects of the god and goddess, such as Isis, Astarte, Demeter, Kali, Pan, Apollo, Zeus, and Mercury, and so on. And everything is sacred and holy to Wiccans. You know, to the blade of grass, to the sunset, the rain, to the animals we care for, to our families. We honor all life. As Wiccans, this is a peaceful path to enlightenment. And, you know, Wiccans follow the Wiccan Reed, and the basis of Wiccan is that morality, and that is that it harm none, do as thy will. And that's the main form of Wicca, is harming none, you know. As long as what you're creating and what you're sending energy out there, that it doesn't harm anyone, that it comes back, you know, 3 times, 10 times, but that also, too, you're helping others. You know, you're helping your family, your friends, your loved ones. So that is what Wicca is. It is a peaceful path, and we're all about helping the earth and trying to raise the vibration up as much as possible.
Wonderful. It's beautiful. I know it seems like the Wiccans are very Mother Earth environmental, like environmental conscious, like they want to preserve our natural resources and preserve our natural beauty and honor
mm-hmm.
all of the beauty. Is that right?
Oh, Lewis? Yeah. They are very eco-friendly. I mean, we are all about recycling and planting trees and, you know, we're the hippies of now. You know, the hippie revolution back in the 60s was all about peace, love, and helping the earth. And they were a form of Wicca because they did practice that. But we are very eco-conscious, and we do believe that we are very connected to the earth. And that's very important, that we help this earth maintain itself because we are its keepers. And if we keep destroying it and tearing trees down and building and building and building, there's not going to be any more life. And what happens is it destroys us. So, yeah, we are very conscious about that. I mean, we have gardens, we have, you know, we plant trees, we maintain that life around us all the time.
Yes, I love it. Well, thank you. And, you know, I just have a couple more questions, and then, you know, I also want you to share about your tours to France and your France tour coming up this year for 2014, because maybe some of our listeners are called to go to France. Their spirit may be calling them, you know, their spirit guides, spirit may be calling them, their soul calling may be to go and explore with you.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me, I'm just getting over this virus and it's running its course. So it's going away, but it's not quite gone yet. But we'll have to do something special to help it go away. But anyways, back to one more question. Well, a couple more questions, and then we'll move on to the tours. Because I want people to know how they can find out about your tours as well after we answer these other questions. So some people actually think that Wicca is evil or that it's a cult following. What's your response to that, Lilith? Can you educate?
Well, I gotta.
Listeners?
Well, for me, I have to laugh about that. But no, Wicca is not a cult, and it's not evil. I mean, a person makes things evil. You know, you have choices of free will to do right or wrong. But no, Wicca is not a cult. And let me explain what a cult is, you know, because some people don't understand what a cult can be. You know, a cult can come from any religion, even Christianity. This person that comes from that source preys upon people because they want that form of control, that power over a person. And once they start going from one person to the next, they start controlling them. And how they do that is they're dictating to them. They're putting fear and abuse. Some of them use brainwashing as a form to whatever means they need to do for he or she who's the one that's starting the cult, because they got to control the masses, you know. And we have lots of examples of that through history where, you know, in Guyana, you know, you have that one preacher there that had all those people, you know, drink that poison and kill themselves, and there were thousands of them. So we've seen that through history, and that's what a cult is. It's a person that can control somebody else through fear, through abuse, through any means they have, and because they want to create something. I mean, they even lock you into these camps. But Wicca is not like that. Wicca, we believe we know you have free will. And what we're doing is we're helping you to empower you in any, you know, spiritually the way that we do it. You know, they know right from wrong, and we know right from wrong, and we don't want that kind of karma when it comes. Karma is a big thing to Wiccans, and we want to have as much good karma as possible. We don't want to prey upon someone else. We don't prey upon the weak and the damaged at all. You, if you are, you know, having issues, if you have emotional issues or mental issues, we do see that. We do ask you to go get, you know, psychological help. But also, too, at the same time, you're wanting spiritual help, too, and we help you in that. But, you know, the high priest and the high priestess is there as a teacher. We are the facilitators. We're your guides. We're the counselors. But when we see these things, you know, we do try to get you to get the help, or we try to help you to get the help. When the dedicate decides to go through the process of learning about Wicca, then what happens is that we teach you at the basics, we go on, but there comes a point after so many degrees that, you know, we let you go and you go on to learn your lessons and what you have to do. And if the student decides at any time this is not for them, you know, we don't have a problem. We lovingly let you go to follow your own path. And again, that motto is we harm none. The student comes in sometimes just for whatever it was they needed, and then after that they're done. And some of them continue on to go on to have their own teachings and their own covens and do what they need to. But Wicca is not a cult. It is a peaceful way of life, and we want to keep it that way.
I love it. It's beautiful. I love the Wiccan way of life in the Mother Earth, and you know, the different. Now here is we have Ostara. It's pronounced Easter, isn't it? Is it Ostara or Easter?
No, Ostara.
It is Ostara. But
yeah,
people
Ostara,
have a,
yeah. Easter is the Christian name.
Yeah, the Easter is the Christian name. Ostara and the spring equinox are upon us. Lilith, can you share with the folks a little bit about Ostara and the spring equinox and what it means to pagans and witches and good witches?
Yeah. Ostara is the second of three fertility festivals. You know, we have Imbolc, Ostara, and Beltane. And the spring equinox occurs when there's a balance between night and day, the dark hours and the light hours. To Wiccans, this is the time that Persephone returns from the underworld to her mother, Demeter. And this is the time we celebrate the god and the goddess, the courtship between them. The god is reaching maturity, and the goddess is young. She's a young maiden. Their union has not been consecrated yet, and that won't happen until Beltane. But right now, they're growing with love and affection during this time, just as the birds and the bees and the flowers and all the trees are doing the same thing. And this is also the time that Wiccans do spring cleaning. You know, you air out the house, you clean the house, you spiritually cleanse the house. You work in the yard, you plant gardens, you're planting the seeds at this time, physically and magically. And this is the time of new beginnings. So this is a great time to get rid of the old and bring in the new and start the new year with a new process and new ideas after you've reevaluated and stayed cooped in for the winter, and realize what you need to do for the next year. So this is what Ostara is all about. And like I said, there are three festivals that go. There's Imbolc, Ostara, and Beltane, and those are all about the growth. It's all about the new beginning.
Wonderful. Well, I don't know about you, Lilith, but and I'm sure some of our listeners are synchronizing that we're ready for some new beginnings, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Out with the old and in with the new. I love that. Well, that sounds wonderful. Before we get to our France tours, your France tours, that you are the leader leading the way on these wonderful spiritually driven tours, can I please, let's see if we can take a caller that might have a question about anything that you do as a healer or a reader. Do you want to we'll take a call and we'll come back. If we have a couple callers. Let's see, 909, you're on the air with Magical Metaphysics with Celtic Raina and Lilith Owens. How can we help?
Hi. I just want to say I am so enjoying the show. I've always felt this way about Wiccans and so forth, and it's actually Native Americans were very much, were they not? Or is that
the mystery? Yes, the shamanism.
No, yes, they are.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it's truly a way of working with nature. It's beautiful. And it's
is this Sandy?
To... Yes. Hi.
My friend. Hi, Sandy. She's one of our loyal listeners.
Oh,
she's growing. We're all growing together here. Wonderful
Absolutely.
To hear from you, Sandy. How are
well,
you?
Well, thank you. I'm good. And you?
You can hear I'm struggling a bit with my Minnie Mouse voice here today, but
yeah,
I'm here. Well, I don't want to cancel out, you know.
Right,
ahead,
right.
Please.
Well, there's a cough going around that, it, you know, you just have to let it run its course, and I've had it too, so I understand.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for presenting this today, and I'm just, now can we do readings, or do you want me to ask a question?
Well,
sure no readings, it's a question.
Okay.
Sure, she can
okay.
answer a question about what she does if you want to know any of her gifts of what she does or the France tour coming up, which we're going to get to here in a few minutes.
I would love to hear about this.
Uh-huh. Oh, wonderful. Okay, Sandy. Well, let me put you back on hold and we'll get
thank
right.
You.
We'll dress you and thank you so much. Lots
Absolutely.
Of love to you. Bless you, dear. She's a sweetheart. Let's see if 111, I see 111. I'm not sure if this is a New York Skype caller, but they show, welcome to Magical Metaphysics. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Is this Roxanne?
Yes, it is. How are you doing?
Hi, Roxanne. Welcome to Magical Metaphysics. How are you in New York?
I am doing fine, very fine today. I'm having a good day.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. That's wonderful. Did you have any particular question for Lilith about anything that she does? We're not doing readings today, but
yep.
maybe you have something else you want to say?
I'm a little lost. I mean, honestly, you lost me a little bit. I'm trying to figure out. When you said about what I was interested in was the two deities, that's the part I missed. Can she
oh,
just
okay.
that again? And I'll go on.
Yeah, we Wiccans believe in two deities, a god and a goddess, and we respect their aspects, just like humans have aspects, like you know, sad, lonely. Those are aspects of a human, but the goddess and god have aspects too, and. And who they are, they call them by different names, Demeter, Astarte, you know, Pan and Apollo. Those are different aspects of the one source. The source of all is the great God and the great goddess, just as the Native Americans believe in, you know, creator of all or the great mother and the great father. Those are the source of all that has been created, but they have aspects. Just like we do as humans. And, you know, so that's why we call them. We have them. Pagans have been giving them names, you know, instead of saying, you know, the goddess of love and beauty is Venus. And, you know, they just gave them a name. It was Venus and Apollo and, you know, Mars and Mercury. So those are aspects that they have that we have, you know, so... Does that answer your question?
Yes. Now I understand it. I just was lost a little bit.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
It does take some study. There is quite a bit of studying, but when you can look up gods and goddesses, you know, on Google and Wikipedia now on the internet, and even there's YouTube videos on the different goddesses, and there's some beautiful chants. I love the one chant. There's a chant on YouTube. Lilith, I'm sure you already know which one it is, the chant, the goddesses chant, the to invoke the goddesses, and it's Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kali. I just love that. I mean, I could just sing that forever and ever. I mean, it's just got such a beautiful, mystical quality about it. It's just very, it's feminine and powerful, and I don't know, it's just, it's easy to, you know, to chant with it, you know, I'm still learning all the different goddesses myself. I'm still a beginner with the Wiccan, but I love what I've read so far in Scott Cunningham's books and, you know, learning how the moon works and, you know, in conjunction with our manifesting or releasing.
Well, there's encyclopedias out there that can really help. It is very interesting, and that's what I like about, you know, being Wiccan. And, I mean, you know, other people out there, they call themselves Wiccan. Some people call them a witch, you know. Others say they're pagan. But it, you know, there are differences, but they're all the same. And but when you do start studying about the goddess and the goddesses and god and goddess, it is very interesting, the histories of how all that developed and why they're called that way, and it's beautiful, you know. I really love, you know, researching all that, because it does make a lot of sense to me, because this is why I followed this path, you know, and I do understand why my grandmother was the way that she was, and even though she kept it very secret because they were Catholic, but she really did, behind the scenes, do a lot, so... I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, and you know, the last thing you said is perfect, because I know a lot of people back in the day, they did keep it secret, because we knew somebody who he claimed that he was, you know, pagan and he was a witch and everything, but everything was a big secret.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, my grandmother kept it very secret, and my grandfather knew, but, you know, she was taught by her own mother and then her mother with her mother and so on and so on. But, I mean, you could tell a kitchen witch, all right? And there were things that she could do that it was otherworldly. And I could not, I mean, you know, she always had this really knowing that if things were going bad, that everything was going to be okay. And my grandfather said that the reason why he was so productive in life was because of my grandmother.
That's awesome.
What was her name? I'd love to know your grandmother's name, Lilith.
Teresa.
Oh, wow. Like the Mother Teresa. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, she was actually named after Saint Teresa of the Flowers.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I love that.
Mm-hmm. But, her family, you know, goes back to Tuscany. So it's interesting,
the
genealogy I found out.
I love it. I love history and the genealogy of how we all evolved to who we are today. Each one of us has such a wonderful, some type of story, you know, some interesting story about how we all, you know, took our breath to this moment. Let me go ahead and I'm going to put you back on hold, Roxanne, and give you big hugs and lots of love and bless you, dear, for all the beautiful work she does. She is a heart. She promotes heart donors. Well, organ donors, pardon me. I should have just let her explain it because she's better. But she was a recipient of a heart and herself.
Oh, wow.
So now, yeah.
Oh, what a blessing.
Yeah, her Michael passed over in a motorcycle, this beautiful, handsome young man in his 20s, and she received his heart. And that's her angel, Michael, her archangel Michael, you know, really.
Oh, wow.
in this lifetime. So it's really cool. And Roxanne's always out there giving speeches at, you know, different functions, or she's just a go-getter and getting the message out how important it is to become an organ donor, you know, and
mm-hmm.
to put it on your license and go sign. It's easy as saying, yes, I'll be an organ donor, you know, if something should happen, and then somebody could give, you know, you give the gift of life. So she's her mission is giving the gift of life out there in the world.
Wow, what a profound experience.
Yeah, she's really cool. I love Roxanne. She's always been a great supporter of our show, Magical Metaphysics. So let's go ahead and move on, Lilith, with your France tours. Do you want to talk about your France tours and how they can find out about signing up if anybody's interested? I think it's on your website as well, but go ahead and take it from here.
Okay.
Go ahead. Pardon me.
Well, we're going to be starting our France tour October 15th through the 26th of 2014. And our France tour is a pilgrimage. It is, it's about transformation. It's about you getting rid of all the old baggage and coming into your own power and coming into your own life. And the energies there in the south of France and the areas that we're going to are very intense. And, you know, it does affect everybody. And I know every time I go, I do get affected, and I know that I transform. I'm not the same, you know, when I leave here and I come back, I'm a totally different person. But it's for the better. And this year, you know, we've decided to do something different. Instead of staying in one place, we're actually going to be staying in three different places. And we're landing in Marseille. We're going to stay near the Grotto of Mary Magdalene. And that is very transformational. And the whole area there, the wooded area is about 1,000 years old. I mean, the trees are about 1,000 years old. And so it's very intense, ancient energy around there. And then we will go on and visit other little cities around there, and then we'll go to Carcassonne, and that is the great city of that area. It's still a medieval walled city with its castle keep and the church that was there. And I love staying in that place because the energy is intense, but they're by the Black Mountains, but the place has so much history. And you know, I don't know if anybody's heard of Cathars, but you know, Cathars were there, and a lot of things have happened. And we'll be going to different cities around there. Then we'll be staying. The last part of the trip, we'll be staying in a chateau, which is a castle that's been built in the 1600s. So, might have nights of ghostly nights, but it'll be fun. And we'll be going to different places like Montsegur, Mirepoix, Lemoux. We'll be going to Rennes-les-Châteaux and Rennes-les-Bains. And we'll be visiting the dolmens. The Dolmen de Fods are these places that the Celts created. They're like burial sites. So they have these places, you know, quite a bit around the area. So there's a lot of sacredness, there's a lot of secretness, there's a lot of mystery. It's just a fantastic place to make massive changes in your life and to help empower you as the being that you need to be. And I know I love it. The group we took had a fantastic time, and it was just life-changing for them. And you know, I know that this group that we're going to take, it's going to be even greater because we've made these changes. So I would encourage people to come on the trip just for the culture, the history, the spiritualism that will happen. We'll be doing meditations and some rituals and, you know, just getting people used to the energies there. But all in all, it's going to be a fantastic trip, and I'm
very excited
about it. Do what?
How many days is the duration of the trip?
It's 12 days.
12 days.
Mm-hmm.
And you're flying, right? It's air travel over there?
Yes, the whole trip is all included. The airfare, the hotels, breakfast. There's a few lunches that will be paid for, but dinners, you know, they'll have to pay for. But everything is all inclusive.
Uh-huh.
They don't have to pay for their airfare. All they got to do is, you know, just sign up. And if you go to LilisOwens.com onto my website, you'll see where you can check in. You know, it'll show everything about the tour. It's through Power Places. It's called Power Places Tours. You can get a hold of them and ask them about Visions of a Sacred Truth, France, and they'll know exactly what you're talking about, and they'll give you all the information that you need.
Wonderful. How many times have you been there on this pilgrimage, Lilith?
Well, we started the pilgrimage last year. That was the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been to France. This is going to be my fifth time back. And I lived in Germany for a little while.
So this is going to be your second annual official tour for inviting the folks that are called to join you and go there again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this will be the second one.
Oh, wonderful. How exciting. Let me go ahead and let's take a quick public service announcement and come right back. We'll be right back, so don't go away, folks. We'll be right back with Magical Metaphysics and Lilith Owens and myself as your host, Celtic Rain, in one moment.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car, in the town, some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park, getting frisky in the dark. I gave your eye a poke, think the dog is in the bed, do I smell smoke, you and me. We never, ever, ever give up.
You didn't give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki-infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Welcome back to Magical Metaphysics. I'm your host, Celtic Raina, here with GGM Radio Programming and Blog Talk Radio as our technical host. And our special guest, Akashic Record Consultant, Esoteric Teacher, and one of my favorite authors, Lilith Owens. She's the author of Visions of a Sacred Truth by L, like Lilith, B, like Boy, Owens, L. B. Owens. You can find her book on Amazon.com. If you'd like to book a reading or if you'd like to book a tour to France this year and really challenge yourself to grow spiritually and metaphysically and, you know, just on a soul level, Feel free to visit Lilith's website at www.lilith, that's LILLISOWENS.com. You can find all about her one-on-one Akashic Record consultants. If you want a tarot reading as well, she can do that, or she can open up your soul record book with your permission and the guide's permission, unless, of course, they tell you not to, then you wouldn't be able to, but that does happen in some circumstances, but not always. Welcome back, Lilith. Are you here with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great. Can you also share with our callers and listeners anything else that you would like about your gifts and how you help, you know, as a healer, how you can help folks when they contact you for anything?
You know, as what my gifts, I have quite a few, but my whole purpose is to help other people, and that is to be a service to others, because in order to help everybody grow, you have to figure out what's going on. And just as in the past life, I believe that you should find out about your past in order to help your present and your future, because it does affect you. And going into the Akashic gives you the answers that you were planning out, that you had contracted, you know, when you decided to come into this life. And once you start doing that, you start understanding. The whole point is the understanding, and understanding what's going on and what's happening to you and why it's occurring. It makes it so much easier to forgive yourself and forgive others and to let it go. And that's the whole purpose of what I do. And as a Wiccan high priestess, I teach a solitary practitioner's course, because these people are coming to me because they want to walk in this path. They want this path to be theirs indefinitely because they feel most comfortable. And it's also self-empowering to walk in this path, to know that you don't have to have a third party like you would in the Catholic Church to confess all your sins. You have that connection to the goddess and God, and you have an understanding between them. And once you do dedicate yourself and you start going into your initiations and doing what you need to, it becomes stronger. And it is self-empowering, like I said. It is a way of taking responsibility for your actions, and it does keep you in check with the karma, that you understand the cause and the effect of what you're going to do, whether it be to help you with creating more money in your life. The whole point is that doing those type of spells and learning about them and understanding how it works is going to a point where I take responsibility for what I'm doing right now, but I know that I'm asking that it harm none, because you don't want to do a money spell and then something happened to Aunt Jean and she passes away for no apparent reason because she left you in the will. And I'm not saying that that could have been the case, but you know, I've gone through this for over 25 years, and I've seen a lot of things that occur that make me wonder, you know. But the thing is that we harm none, and that we go on and just self-empower ourselves, take care of our families and our friends, and feel the connection to the earth and to one another. And we do have a bond with each other. And that's where past lives come in. So all these things that I do are here to help other people grow and help them get to their stage of enlightenment and wake them up and rise above it all, to where the little things and the things that are happening in your life don't affect you. You understand, okay, this is the negative and the positive coming in, and I'm accepting it, and I understand this too will pass. But, you know, when you have somebody that doesn't know how to use those tools or doesn't have the tools, it makes life very hard for them. So I don't believe that life should be hard. I believe that if you have the tools and you know how to use them correctly, that you can have a life the way that you would like. And you can make your life heaven, and you can make your life hell. And whatever free will you want, you have choices to do bad or good. And for me, understanding, you know, the way things are, the positive and the negative, helps me create, you know, the life that I want to. And, you know, no life is perfect, but it does make it easier to get past a lot of stuff. And like I said, I'm here to serve other people, to help them get past all that and help them get to a point where they can find a happy and healthy and loving life and feel the joy that they need to, and know that they can love themselves and love others, and life is good.
Wonderful. We definitely need more people in the world like you, Lilith. People that we can look up to, that are inspiring, we can learn from, you know. And
Well, I know that there's a lot of other people out there that are doing the same.
Yeah, and I always say the teacher appears when the student's ready. That's one of my favorite quotes. That when
and
we're
that is
ready,
true.
Isn't that true?
When
yes, we're ready,
that is very true.
We kind of make a connection with certain people that become our teachers forever, however long we're supposed to. Sometimes it can be a lifetime. Sometimes it can be a short time, right?
It's just depending on what you need from that teacher or that person. Maybe you needed to learn something from them as much as they needed to learn from you, and the time is over with and you move on. And then you have lifetime, you know, friendships that you continue to keep supporting and learning from each other. And that's what's great, you know.
Yes, definitely. So once again, I want to let everyone know they can find Lilith on Facebook, L-I-L-L-I-S, Owens, O-W-E-N-S. Or you can go to her website, www.lillis, like Sam, Owens, O-W-E-N-S.com. That's her website with all her details and information about her gifts and how she works one-on-one with folks, and about the France tour, because whoever's listening, they might be called to go, or maybe they're called to share the information with a friend and email a friend who might have an interest that you think is being called to go to France, you know, and need some divine guidance and instruction from someone like Lilith. And I guess I was always curious, Lilith, can you tell us what is a high priestess? It's kind of a basic question, but a lot of people have no idea what a third degree and what does it mean, how, you know, high priestess, what that is.
Okay. Well, you have your dedicate, and that's a person who dedicates themselves to this way of life, and they learn all the basics, and then they make the decision whether they want to go on, and then you have your first initiation, your second, and your third degree, and there's other traditions out there. I think they go up to four, and somebody told me that they've seen others go up to seven. So, but in my tradition, we only go up to three. So what happens at this point that once you decide to go further, you start learning more advanced. You start learning more of what your way of life is and what the path is, and you start going through your development and the learning lessons and working on your shadow work and the ego and learning what it is to be more of a initiate. Now you've made the mark that this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. This is my path, and I'm following the god and the goddess in this way. And the second degree gets more advanced, and that's when it comes to a point where people get called upon to be a teacher. They start getting themselves ready to go out there and start teaching. And a lot of people, you know, get forced into it. I mean, the goddess really, when she says things are going to happen, they're going to happen. And you know, as stubborn as humans are, we're like scared and no, I don't want to do it. But, you know, I know that was my case, that I was really paranoid about being a teacher. But, you know, I was glad that she pushed me into that, and it started happening in my second degree later on in that time period. But when I got to my third degree, that's when you're a priestess, but when you get to the third one, you're a high priestess, and that means that you can start your own coven. You can go out there, and the people that come to you that want to be taught, you can bring them into the coven. They do the same things. They go through the dedication, the initiation, but it's just really all about knowledge. It's more knowledge that we have that we can give to them and help them and guide them. And we're, like I said, we're a teacher. We're the facilitator. We're the guide. And, you know, that's all that we are.
Right.
We come into that and help them, you know, move on so that they can go on to do their third degree and make their own coven and start their own life with what they want to do and start their own tradition. And so really it's an amazing evolving of moving up, you know, to being a third degree, and it's all about knowledge, and it's all about awakening yourself more and the deep connection to divinity and understanding what that means when you cast circle and you come in and you are with the god and the goddess. That is such an amazing feeling. I mean, it's a high, like, I mean, you don't need drugs. It is a high that you just, you know, you can get addicted to, but it's a loving high that, you know, you feel so good that other people in your coven, you know, you want them to have a good experience when they're in that circle with you. So that's a big part of learning the lessons, the do's and the don'ts, and what works and what doesn't. It's all a process when you're going through this religion and this way of life. And, you know, for me...
In the circle, can you explain the power of the circle and the meaning of the circle?
The power of the circle is honing the energies of positive and negative. It is bringing the goddess and the god who is balance, and all the elements are coming in. And you're casting the circle, and you're what they call starting a cone of power. You know, as the people come in, they're bringing in their energies and they're connecting with one another, and we're holding hands and we're raising the energy for whatever purpose it may be. You know, it could be a healing, it could be helping each other for prosperity, for abundance, for you know, love, for self-love, for bringing all that in, or just sitting there being with the goddess and the god and understanding divinity itself. That's what casting circle is and how the energy works. And once that happens, you know, you keep the energy rising up and rising up. And when the circle is down, after everything is done, the circle is down, then the energy goes up into the universe and makes your mark. It goes up there to state, this is what I want. And the rest of the energy goes into the earth. And that's what casting circle is. For solitary, you know, it's the same thing. Solitaries can cast their own circles and make their own cone of power and use it for whatever means they want, for whatever they need. But as long as it doesn't harm anyone, then and fulfilling a good purpose. And, you know, we have a lot of healing in our circles because we do have people that, you know, have AIDS or HIV or are sick or just need healing emotionally, that are going through some trauma in life. But we do a lot of healings, and it does work because you're the people around you, the group that we're in, they're all honing into that helping and sending that loving energy to heal that person. And that's what I love about it.
Yeah, it reminds me of years ago when my mother passed. I was 25, and it was, you know, many moons ago, but because I'm in my 40s now, but I belonged to what was called the Red Cedar Circle, and it was Native American shamanism, and we would get together at what was called the Mother House every weekend on sacred property, sacred ground. We call it sacred soil, and in Vancouver, B.C., right on the cusp of Vancouver up near Canada. I'm from Washington originally, so I was, you know, cross over there by the Tulip Fest and meet up with these. Johnny Moses was my teacher at the time. He was a storyteller and a great shamanistic teacher, and we got in. That's the first time I was introduced to a circle, you know, and we always sat with everyone in the different clans and tribes, or, you know, or me being white but a little bit of Cherokee Indian, just enough to, I guess, be accepted in it. But we would sit in a circle, and then we would do our drums, and we would do candle healings and just different healings. So you're reminding me of that time of great healing in these circles that I would get into. But I guess my point is the Native American, there's a parallel there with the Native American you know, what their symbology, right, of the circle. Mm-hmm. There's power in circles.
Oh, yeah, there is. I mean, circle is a completion. It is everything, life, birth, and death, you know, and that's what the circle is all about. And also, you know, the healing that takes place is just not only for a person. We do healing for the earth and healing for peace in the world because, you know, how everything's going nowadays. So putting that energy out there helps change. And, you know, that's what a spell is all about. A spell, a prayer, whatever it may be, it's about energy. It's about you putting that point out there.
We could be praying in a circle for the Malaysian flight that they discover where the folks disappeared, right?
Oh, yeah. Same thing with what Russia is going through right now. I mean, we can pray for the Ukrainian people, you know?
Exactly. So it's not all of a selfish, it's a humanitarian work. It's a humanitarian effort for our fellow humans and animals, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. For the animals that you have, for our families. I mean, we do a lot for not just us. We do it for everything, for everyone, the earth, peace, love, you know, and acceptance, coexisting, you know, for animals. And just, you know, putting it out there helps. And and that's what our, you know, our coven is all about, is going out there and bringing that, trying to help with all that peace and sending it out there to help get the world in a more stable place. And because right now we're unstable and we're in a negative zone, and we need to start bringing back that balance. And, you know, you can see things changing and things are balancing out and they're trying to, but sometimes it gets to the extreme and, you know, you have to do what you have to do. And that cone of power is really powerful. Once you get it started and put your intent into it, you can change a lot of things, and I've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, that's the cone, C-O-N-E, like a cone?
Yeah. It's called the cone of power. Yeah.
The cone of power, C-O-N-E. Okay.
C-O-N-E.
Right. I'm thinking of a cone,
like a cone, like an ice cream cone, like a funnel,
yeah,
like
or
a tornado.
Yeah, a snow cone funnel. Yeah, that's what I'm envisioning it when you said that.
Yeah, and when
okay.
you create that with your group, it is very powerful with the intent that you put into it. And once you release it, 30 years ago, I would not have believed it, but it does happen. And a lot of things happen, and like they say, miracles. Yeah, miracles do happen when you create that in that circle, and it's sacred space. Nothing
mm-hmm.
can hinder it. You know, you're it's the purest state of the energy that you're creating to send out there, and that's what you need.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Well, before I go voiceless here, Lilith, we've gone just a minute in the overtime, and we really appreciate all our listeners today, whoever's been listening around the planet here to Magical Metaphysics with Celtic Reina and our guest, Lilith Owens. Lilith, do you want to say any closing statements to end the show off for us today? Please.
Basically what we were talking about, you know, if everybody could just for just a few seconds do some silence for and say a quick, you know, prayer or send some energy out to help the world right now and help the situations that are occurring, that miracles happen with this flight and that miracles happen in Ukraine. That would be perfect if we could just be quiet for just a few seconds and just send that energy out there. Well, I just want to thank everybody for doing that. And that energy was pretty powerful. I could feel that over the phone.
mm-hmm.
And I just want to tell everybody thank you for listening and the show. And thank you, Celtic Reina, for letting me be on the show. And I enjoy every time I'm on here.
Oh, you bet. You're welcome anytime. We'll definitely schedule you again in April. I think it's important for, you know, there's so much that you have to share. We have new topics that you can bring, you know, to the show with me next time we arrange the show again, and also to make sure the right people know at the right time if they're called to go to France and join you in France this year. I think that's very magical and welcoming.
Oh, yeah.
and perfect timing right now for us to get the message out. So thank you all for listening to Magical Metaphysics this week, and hopefully I will have more healing and my health will be better for myself next week, and I can articulate my language, the English language, better for the show next week, and breathe better. So lots of love to you, Lilith, and thank you again, and we'll be chatting with you real soon. Okay?
Lots of love to you back, and thank you.
Blessings, and good night, all.
Goodbye.